Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Monday, the 18th of December 2023. Today's topic is, finishing well is more important. Our text today is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verses 1 through 6. Verse 1. And Solomon the son of David was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him, and magnified him exceedingly. Then Solomon spake unto all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to the judges, and to every governor in all Israel, the chief of the fathers. Verse 3. So Solomon, and all the congregation with him, went to the high place that was at Gibeon, for there was the tabernacle of the congregation of God, which Moses the servant of the Lord had made in the wilderness. But the ark of God had David brought up from Kirjath-Jearim to the place which David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover, the brazen altar that Bezaleel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, he put before the tabernacle of the Lord, and Solomon and the congregation sought unto it. Verse 6. And Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. Key verse. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 6. And Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. meters before finishing in first place in the 3,000-meter steeplechase at a Diamond League meeting in France, American runner Evan Yeager suffered the worst collapse of his career. Yeager was blowing away a group of Kenyan runners, on pace to crush a personal record and American record, when he tripped on the final hurdle and was passed by world leader Jairus Byrick. Solomon started well in our text. As soon as he ascended the throne, he called Israel to worship at the place appointed, the tabernacle of God. He led the worship himself, offering 1,000 burnt offerings in the process. Israel was a nation united under God, led by their king, Solomon. However, after God blessed him with wisdom, riches, and honor, he went back from his perfect walk with the Lord as he grew older. Some people leave the faith because of discouragement. They succumb to Satan's deceit and manipulation to believe that God had abandoned them. Yet, we do not often consider the case of those who left, despite all the blessings they received from God. Solomon was in this category. The Lord created a very peaceful atmosphere for Solomon as soon as he ascended the throne. There was no war or evil occurrence. 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 4. He had more than anyone could desire. But he started pursuing vanity and derailed from godliness. Those who live and die in disobedience to God cannot be saved by their past good deeds. The rapture is meant for those who are alive and would remain in fellowship till the end. Like the marathon runner, Evan Jogger above, we must pray against anything that can potentially truncate our race and make us end in shame and disappointment. Thought for the day. How you finish is more important. The Bible in 1 year. Haggai chapter 1-2. For more spiritual nourishment from Daily Manna, visit us at www.dailymanna.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.